beginning of Mass. This is the Catholic Services Appeal Weekend, and there should be some flyers in the pews, and if you would pass those over to each other. We'll have envelopes in the pews for next weekend, but many of us get those mailed to us at our homes, and you're welcome to mail them back or bring them in and drop them into the offertory for next weekend as well. Just a few words on the gospel today. The invitation that Jesus is giving his followers is kind of an appeal as well. He's appealing to them to not be the same in judgment or unforgiveness as the people around them. He's inviting them to go to a different route. And if they want to be his followers and builders of God's kingdom on earth, he invites them and appeals to them to change their behaviors, to turn the other cheek, to pray for their enemies, to forgive. And I don't know about you, but I think this is a really challenging gospel because it really invites us to overcome perhaps our normal human instincts of wanting revenge, wanting payback, wanting the last word, never wanting to say, gee, I'm sorry. But Jesus says, look to me, ask for my help, because you and I really need that help. It's God's grace, it's divine aid to overcome sometimes our own human nature, but certainly to overcome our culture. We're a pretty judgmental culture at a pretty judgmental time. Forgiveness is one of those pillars in helping to build God's kingdom on our earth. And many of us, I think, including myself, sometimes get weighed down with unforgiveness. It's like a ball and chain around our hearts and around our spirits that holds us down, that prevents us from trusting in God, that prevents us from sharing the wonderful spirit that each of us have been given. So the invitation is to think about, for this week, forgiveness. Forgiveness of ourselves, forgiveness of others. And ask for God's divine aid and grace. Jesus isn't asking his disciples to be doormats, to not respond to injustices. But we're also reminded that in the spiritual works of mercy, one of them that we don't talk about very often because we're afraid to is called admonish the sinner. Admonish the sinner. We don't do that out of our own self-righteousness. We do that out of our love and concern for each other, for our neighbors. I'd like to just end this reflection with a short story that came from a person. His name is Fred Rogers. Most of us know him as Mr. Rogers. And he talked a lot about, won't you be my neighbor? And Fred was an ordained Presbyterian minister. And he tells a story of a meeting with one of his theology professors, Dr. William Orr. I didn't really make that connection until I read this story recently. And for many years, over my desk here at St. Hubert, somebody had given me a reflection called The Accuser and the Advocate. I'll read it in just a minute. And it's from that same professor, Dr. William Orr. And it talks about Jesus and the devil and evil and how to overcome. And Mr. Rogers asked his professor a question about a song that he had just sung that Sunday morning, and he was visiting his professor in the hospital. And the song is a song that we sing once in a while. It's called A Mighty Fortress Is Our God. And if you would just turn your songbooks to that, it's number 594. We're not going to sing it. But he specifically asked a question about the third verse. And I'm just going to read that third verse, number 594. It's an old hymn, 500 years old. It struck me that, you know, it's as appropriate now as it was 500 years ago. Though hordes of devils fill the land, all threatening to devour us, we tremble not Unmoved we stand. They cannot overpower us. Let this world's tyrants rage. In battle we'll engage. His might is doomed to fail. God's judgment must prevail. One little word subdues him. And that was the question that Mr. Rogers asked his professor, Dr. William Orr. What was that one little word? Dr. Orr said, in my understanding, in my training, the one word that helps subdue and overcome evil is forgiveness. That one word is forgiveness. And that's the power that God has given us with God's help to continue to build God's kingdom here on earth. And the reflection from Dr. Orr that I've had over my desk for many years is called The Accuser and the Advocate. And this is how it goes. The devil is our accuser, wanting us to look at ourselves and our neighbors with accusing and unforgiving eyes and hearts. Jesus is our advocate, encouraging us to look at ourselves and our neighbors with the eyes and hearts of forgiveness and love. Much of what the Catholic Services Appeal does is fund ministries that helps people overcome their difficult life situations, to overcome unforgiveness, to experience forgiveness and God's love. So let's sit back and listen to this audio tape.
Our community is a better place when we all strive towards the same goal, to take care of each other. And the Catholic Services Appeal is the vehicle to do just that.
I support the Catholic Services Appeal because it gives a voice to all people, regardless of their backgrounds.
The world is full of people who are hurting and in need. The Catholic Services Appeal can help many more people than our parish on its own can.
That's why we support the Catholic Services Appeal.
We believe Catholic schools are a vital part of building strong families and strong communities.
And that's why we support the Catholic Services Appeal.
The Lord calls each one of us to love, enrich, and support our friends, loved ones, and neighbors. By supporting the Catholic Services Appeal, we're answering that call.
In 2017, the Catholic Services Appeal Foundation plans to distribute $8,300,000 to the 17 collective ministries in our archdiocese.
American Indian Ministry.
American Indian Ministry is inclusive. We have services that have several languages, but it's focused a lot with our cultural values and symbolisms. I'm so grateful that we have the gospel that's read all over the world that's the same, but in essence, too, we can bring it to what it means to our traditional people or the people that are still here.
Archdiocesan Council of Catholic Women.
These are very dedicated women for over 85 years in our archdiocese. A lot of service, and that's a continuation of everything that we do. We really want to help women as best we can to do God's work.
Catholic Charities. Annually, nearly 30,000 children, families, and adults receive help, hope, dignity, and opportunity through the various programs Catholic Charities provides.
Venezuelan Mission. Sustaining a missionary presence in Ciudad Guayana, Venezuela since 1970 with over 65,000 people in its parish boundary.
Deaf Ministry.
I am a deaf person and I attend the Catholic Church Our Lady of Mount Carmel. I've been attending there for 30 years and I feel very much connected to this church. And I just feel much more involved in the religious aspects of my life now.
Evangelization. Proclaiming the truth of Christ while forming disciples for his mission. They exist solely due to the generous financial support from the donors to the Catholic Services Appeal.
Marriage, family, and life. This office directly served over 20,000 individuals last year and successfully hosted over 50 events for both youth and adults, including disability ministry, marriage preparation, youth minister training, Archdiocesan Youth Day, Totus Tuus, and pro-life ministry.
Catholic elementary schools.
It's really important at an early age to expose scholars to faith, because in that time, they absorb everything, as we know. And so incorporating every day in their lives an opportunity that's not just a reading from the Bible, but in terms of how we actually live our lives, is extremely important for them to see that at a young age, and they then begin to formulate for themselves how they want and should behave and act and treat others. The impact that we have on scholars' lives and their exposure to faith is immeasurable.
High school scholarships.
You just feel so welcome when you walk in, and it definitely has to do with the Catholic faith and the fact that the faith is what keeps us together, and it's what keeps us as a community, as one, all together.
Campus Ministry, Newman Center.
A lot of young people, by the time they graduate college, will have made some very significant decisions about where faith will fit into their life. That's exactly the kinds of things that we want to do, is creating environments and a faith community that the witness of God's presence there and love is so powerful that it overcomes a lot of the other challenges that they face in a college environment.
Campus Ministry, St. Paul's Outreach. Actively inviting college students to a life of Christian discipleship, SPO directly serves 4,000 students in Minnesota annually.
St. John Vianney Seminary. SJV provides essential formation for college seminarians. The CSAF funds room and board for the Archdiocese of St. Paul and Minneapolis Men at SJV each year. The St. Paul Seminary.
I wanted a job that could change people's lives or impact people's lives on a day-to-day basis. The role of a priest is to be the spiritual father to thousands of people, and it's no easy task. That's why it takes many years of preparation to lead the people in the correct direction, a nice holy direction, so that they can have an experience and a relationship with Christ.
Hospital chaplains. The CSAF funds the salaries for 9 chaplains who serve 13 hospitals. They provide pastoral care to over 30,000 sick and dying people annually.
Prison ministry.
Throughout this course of incarceration, I was able to not only work on myself, but really focus on what can I do to make sure that I'm successful this time around. The Embrace program is just the group of people that I'm able to kind of have in my corner. The more people you can have in your circle, the more resources there are, and the better off you're going to be moving forward.
Latino ministry.
Yeah, in the Latino community, family is a very strong value that we bring from our countries. When we find ourselves in this new country with a new language and all these new things to learn, the parish really is our home and is our extended family.
Join us.
Join us.
Join us.
Join us.
Together we can change the lives of so many people in our faith community. Please join us and be a part of something bigger than yourselves by supporting the Catholic Services Appeal. On behalf of all of those who are impacted by your generosity,
thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Miigwech.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Muchísimas gracias.
Thank you.
I believe in one God.